This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to ENN on this Wednesday evening already. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I am a big yes boy.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
We're a Sia family now.
And I'd like to say good evening to myself. We had a good solid poop yesterday. Good stuff today.
Great.
Really good stuff. Guys, how are you today?
Terrific.
Wonderful.
If you're just joining the program, some very big news occurred earlier today.
Huge.
Actually, speaking of which, I'd like to say good evening to Flip.
Yes, we're going to do it.
Whoa, hold on. Let me hear the old clip of Flip, because Flip came on last week and said this.
Let me think about it. No.
But then he came on today and said...
Yes, we're going to do it.
So he's not so much Flip as he's flip-flop. I love it. I love it. That's right. Don and myself will be joining the Caster in a game to be named later on the Yes Network. Can you believe it, Don?
I really can't. I mean, we were shut down.
It's almost hard to comprehend.
But
this is happening. And I want to know why. Like, I don't yet understand why Michael would be for this. You know what I mean?
Listen, I love you, Michael, guys. That's why.
Michael saw the writing on the wall. He saw the reaction.
Is that what you think it was?
I can hear you. I'm right here.
But I'm talking to Don. Don, is that what you think?
Sorry.
I don't think there's any question.
You guys, you don't believe that I have a dear, serious affection for both of you.
I do, but that's not enough.
I do think that we joked about it, but I do think there's that line where... You like that there's a divide. Like, we're all well and good on the show, but Yankee time is Yankee time. And I think you like that little separation. But we're entering your world.
I'm fine with it. I embrace it.
Listen, based
on Michael K's world, you know, divided against itself cannot live.
Speaking of preparing for this big game, guys, Michael, I have a pack of 2020 Topps baseball cards here. All right, ready? I got to get names ready. From the Texas Rangers, third base, Todd Frazier.
He's now on the Pirates, so that's nothing. It's not helping you for this year. There's been a lot of player movement.
I know. From the Rangers, what about Adolis Garcia?
Don't know. You have Logan Rangers in the pack?
I know, it's a lot of Rangers.
That's not a good sign.
Oh, no, another
Ranger. There's going to be a lot of people watching them in opening day.
That's a good point. Kyle Gibson?
Oh.
Huh?
This is really, Don, it's such a throwback to being a kid, like buying baseball cards again. You remember, all I get when I open a pack is garbage. I mean, Logan Morrison? Logan Morrison?
Logan Morrison has had a nice career.
This ain't worth a damn. What about Pedro Strop?
Strop. Thank you, Don. Look at you.
Don, you're ready. That was a test, Don.
Now, Andrew wants me to ask you, Peter, if our interview with Gary Vee is what got you into card collecting again.
No, it is not, although it was one of many. I had a lot of things happen that were pushing me back towards cards. And the market is crazy, and it's borderline out of control. Right now.
You know, we didn't have a lot of time to really respond to that. I was so excited with that interview because I don't want to trade stocks. That's not my thing. But you know, sports cards, that's fun.
So I'm getting in right now, but it's very hard for me to get into things that and collect without really knowing what I'm doing. So it's been like I spent the last week or so sort of really watching eBay constantly to figure things out a bit more. Because, guys, there's so many – I understood the company's values when I was a kid. I don't anymore. I have to learn. You know, it requires work.
Well, they still have Beckett, right, Michael?
They do.
I don't collect cards anymore. I used to as a kid.
No, they have Beckett is still the standard, Don.
Yeah.
But it still just requires I have to admit something right now, guys. I did buy something late last night.
Tell.
Don, are you interested?
Yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, you know, Michael, not particularly interested. Well, first of all, I'm pretty excited. I spent a little, probably too much money on it, but I got a Vlad Jr. rookie card yesterday. I just want to get in on a couple of things early that I think have room to do work later.
Well, how much was it? Jr. one.
A Tatis?
Yeah. Tatis Jr. one.
Well, then obviously Jr. Yeah, I'm going to get a Tatis. I thought the same thing yesterday.
How much did you pay for the Guerrero one?
I feel like I might have played myself. It happened very quickly. There was so much going on.
A lot of bad purchases late at night.
All,
hey, did you
all
see that Action Bronson did a Don Mattingly card?
I did.
Yeah, that's a cool card.
And I told you, and my friend New York Nico did a Derek Jeter card, which he gave me one for you.
Well, when am I going to get it?
I don't know. I'm going to have to see it at some point. But I have it waiting for you. Guys, we didn't really get to this all day today, but another day, another moronic, stupid move from an athlete we don't know particularly well. Myers Leonard of the Miami Heat. Never trust a man with two last names. He's now away from the team indefinitely after using an anti-Semitic slur. Footage surfaced Tuesday, and during a live stream, he's heard saying, "Bleeping cowards, don't bleeping snipe me, you bleeping bleep bleep." The second to last bleep there, guys, was a word used for Jewish people that you just don't hear very often, and it is not good. He released a statement later, and he said he was deeply sorry and just wrong for using the slur. The Heat said Leonard will be away indefinitely as the team's gathering more information. And now, Jewish defender of all things, Julian Edelman, has weighed in. He wrote an open letter to Myers Leonard saying, "I get the sense that you didn't use that word out of hate, more out of ignorance. Most likely you weren't trying to hurt anyone or even profile Jews in your comment. That's what makes it so destructive." He invited him to a Shabbat dinner so they could talk. Listen, I love you, Julian Edelman. You found out you were Jewish 15 minutes ago. I don't know if you are the welcome wagon for all things, okay? We got to talk to some people first and decide whether you're our guy. I'm going to put a phone call into a few people and see whether we need Julian Edelman being the first person out. He's been Jewish since 2017. We've got people who've been around for a while. Let me write down some names here of people I want to reach out to. Adam Silver, for one, might be a voice here that would be useful.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Adam Silver. He's going to be on the show on Friday.
Yeah.
You know what? This is good. Me and Silver. Andrew, can you do some production? I don't know if they'll... Let's float this up the line. I think we should do a segment called Jew to Jew with me and Adam Silver.
So Don and I just step out.
You guys step back, and it's Friday, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be like Edelman talked about having a Shabbat dinner. It'll be like a little Shabbat dinner with me and Adam Silver. We'll talk about this situation and other Jewish topics.
No, I film, think that's a big no.
Music. Let me ask Flip and see what he says at least.
By the way, prediction.
Let me think about it. No.
Myers Leonard will never play for the Heat again. The owner of the Heat happens to be Jewish, Mickey Arison. I think he's going to have a hard time getting a job. But
let's hear from.
In fairness, didn't DeSean Jackson also say this?
Well, he said
same word.
I don't think he used that word. No,
but it was anti-Semitic.
Yeah, but it was totally different circumstances, both bad in different ways. DeSean was spouting on in IG stories about like it was like a fake Hitler quote.
Gotcha.
And then this was just straight up using a slur.
Gotcha.
Both bad, very different, and Deshaun's approach was really getting into, you know, obviously he talked to Jeff Lurie and he did all kinds of stuff. Like, I don't know that it's an impossible thing. Here's my question, though. Andrew, is Myers Leonard any good?
No.
Not really, no.
So that's, again, that's always going to be the biggest thing. If Tyler Hero said it, guess what? The Heat would be responding about the things he's going to be doing to learn. If they don't care about you, and Miami has a big Jewish community, the Heat fan base has a lot of Jews in it, the owner of the team, and you're not good, bye. But listen, with someone who's a valued member of a team, they're going to do more work, I would think.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, something similar happened to, and they're easily let go. If they're really good, they're you find yourself forgiving. And it's hypocritical, but it's a fact. Remember, you know, Kobe had that insensitive remark about gay people. He got up from it. If he
right.
had been, you know, the third string point guard, he probably would have gotten cut. Is that fair? But it's life.
People, I really can't believe, Ebro said this morning, that in 2021, people are still doing this business, whether they're saying it for hateful purposes or it's just like a shock thing. Can't believe people are still saying things like that, like regularly to friends.
Also, I don't understand.
What are you doing?
Why is he saying that while he's playing a video? It didn't fit into the...
Well, just smack talk during the...
But why use that as smack talk?
In video, what I'm told about the Call of Duty world is people say the filthiest, angriest things they can say. Why that's in your vocabulary, though, states that it's something that you've said before. You didn't make it up on the spot. Now, I'm not saying he was necessarily, you know, playing with a Jew or saying it to hurt a Jewish person's feelings, but the fact that that's there in your arsenal of things to say is problematic. And I can't believe that people are still running around doing that, knowing that if any of these things get out, you're a public person, it's over for you. Forget the moral part of it, that you shouldn't say it anyway. Just from a personal protection standpoint, what are you doing? Anyways, speaking of morons, Johnny Damon was really, really wasted when he got into a scuffle with police officers last month. He brought up a whole lot of things during this crazy scene. Him and his wife were pulled over around 1:20 a.m. on February 19th in Windermere, Florida. Cops said he was swerving. Once he was stopped, body cam footage captured the 47-year-old ex-Yankee and Red Sox admitting to drinking before driving. Then there was an intense standoff between the officer, Damon, and Damon's wife, who jumped out of the car and refused to listen to the police, who told her to get back in the car. At one point, the officer grabbed Damon's wife's wrist before Johnny got involved and separated them. Wait, he separated his wife and the cop? Doesn't feel like that would go well for a lot of people.
It was terrible. It was so disturbing to watch. They embarrassed themselves.
Mom.
And they're lucky that they ran into the right law enforcement, because if they ran into the wrong person, it could have ended in tragedy. I mean, because they did not listen to orders from a police. And when you're stopped by police, you got to listen to the police.
And
he's telling her, don't get out of the car. And she just didn't. She disregarded what he said.
And you know why? In my opinion, because this is not the first time they've got pulled over. And in all the other times, the cop was cool and let him go or followed him home. And they reacted the way they reacted because they finally ran into a police officer that wasn't going to let them off. And that's how they reacted, because that's exactly what went down. So it's irresponsible what they did, and they've probably done it a bunch of other times. So if this is the 12th time they did it, they probably figured, well, why are you bothering me? The other 11 times, they just let us off with a warning. Why are you treating us this way?
And it's on video, too. The boat show that's on TV somewhere, they're on it, and they're loaded on the boat. I mean, they're letting themselves be photographed and taped in a state of inebriation that would be embarrassing for anybody to have to deal with.
which tells me also that they went out that night to get destroyed and yet still thought it would be okay to drive.
That's what gets me so mad. We live in an era where that's so preventable.
But it's preventable, but they don't see the issue.
And no. He could not speak. So how could he have operated a motor vehicle? He couldn't speak. He was slurring his words. I mean, it's not like sometimes people, this is awful and there's no excuse, but there are sometimes people that think they're fine and they're a little bit addled, but they're not like fall down drunk, but they're over the limit. And if they get pulled over, they're going to get in trouble. But they could actually claim, I only had two drinks, but it affected them. These people were sloshed.
There's no argument. There's no conversation to be had. That's what's crazy about it. What about Brad Peacock?
What about him?
As a card.
No. The name of that show, by the way, is Below Deck.
All right, here's an important one. Here's an important one, Michael. I got a number one prospect card.
Name?
So, is this player any good or does he have any hope? Mr. Dylan Carlson. Outfielder for the Cardinals.
He's not one of the top prospects that I can know. I'll look him up, but that doesn't ring a bell.
That's not good.
You got to hold on to all of them. You never know. Remember Mike Scott?
Yeah.
It took a while. Then all of a sudden he gets the split-finger fastball and everybody wants his rookie card that was like 7 years earlier. Remember, Michael, it was the Met because it was mm-hmm. Who was on that card?
Remember the Billy Ripken card?
Sorry.
Hey, guys, let's hear from Draymond Green, who was on First Take, talking about how people just don't seem to understand just how damn special Steph Curry is.
Well, I'm reading about Carlson. He's got some he's got some promise.
Really?
I'm reading in some stories, phenom. When you see that word,
ooh,
could be 2021's breakout rookie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I see here, Peter, that he was listed in the top 10 of Baseball America's top 100 prospects.
Right. Well, there. I heard his name.
So I got to hold on to this baby.
Happened to me in 1987 when I bought those 20 Odubi McDowell rookie cards.
Oh, to be young again. How about the Al Leiter rookie card? They have a picture of it's Al Leiter, Yankee rookie, and it's not Al Leiter.
Right.
That must have hurt.
He's done okay.
But, I mean, it still must have upset him at the time. Well, let me hold on to this Dylan Carlson. I thought about trying to get a what's-his-face card, Michael. I'll get the what's-his-face down by the time we do it, by the time we do the game. The Dominican kid for the Yankees. Dominguez.
Oh, yeah, Jason Dominguez.
I thought about – there are already Dominguez cards that are worth $6,000. They're out there. I mean, I don't know if people are buying the regular –
calling him the next Mickey Mantle, so – So he's 18, though. He hasn't even played in a minor league game yet.
How far away are we from Jason Dominguez taking a swing in the majors?
If they're responsible, 4 years. If he's just otherworldly, maybe three, they're not going to rush him.
Wow. Incarcerated Bob says I should get the Dominguez cards. He feels strongly about it. All right, we're going to say goodbye to Yes. Everyone go tune in on the radio, but shout out to John Filippelli. What a beautiful piece of news we got today.
Love that,
Flip.
Man.
And coming up on Yes, Yankees Pirates, it'll be Ryan Rucco and David Cone calling the action. And Domingo Germán will be on the mound. And March 24th, it'll be Don and Peter in the booth.
March 24th, that's official.
Yep.
Wow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's hear from Draymond on First Take, talking about how special Steph Curry is.
You know, I think the thing that bothers me most is people questioning his legacy at the beginning of this season. You know, one season doesn't make a legacy, nor does one game make a legacy. And we see that a lot of times when you start talking about the greats like Steph, LeBron James, and people trying to hang their legacy, you know, on one season or one game. And I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever. It goes to show how few legacies there truly are and why people don't understand what a legacy really is. And so the way he showed up and showed out on Sunday night at All-Star Sunday in Atlanta, winning the three-point contest in the fashion that he did, going out there and kind of jump-starting, you know, the All-Star game, you know, getting the energy in there. That's who Steph is, though. You know, he brings the energy to the gym. And so I thought it was amazing. And like I said, it was very indicative of what Steph Curry is showing and saying to the world this year.
Who is that, Peter?
Draymond.
Well, he doesn't know what a legacy is. A legacy doesn't mean you're great. You can have a terrible legacy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Sound like somebody was stifling a laugh behind them.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have. You don't have a legacy until you, unless you. No. Your legacy could be one that you're complete foof.
And listen, it was a really cool moment, but you think that's affecting his legacy? What he did in a 3-point shooting contest. I mean, look what he's built up. Remember, now, he won a championship before KD.
Right. Feels like we're focusing on the wrong thing there.
But well, what he meant to say, it doesn't come across right. What he meant to say. It burnished his legacy. It didn't give him a legacy. He had a legacy. Everybody has a legacy. Many of them are bad.
I don't think
O.J. Simpson has a legacy.
And what idiot blamed him for the last couple of years? I mean, they're devastated by injuries.
I never blamed him for it.
You knew they were going to be one of the worst teams in the league last year. It was just going to happen.
I put this in on my page. This is a perfect time. Draymond, come back to us.
I like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna incorporate that in a lot.
I like that as a drop. I still don't think in this case, though, we're focused on the point of what he was trying to say.
I'm being Captain Literal, man. You also have a drop for that.
You really are being
Captain. He ruined what he was trying to say because he completely didn't know what he was saying.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Captain Literal Man.
But I like the sentiment because he's being a good teammate.
Love
you gotta
it.
Like
I,
that.
I know the feeling.
No, you
I
don't.
Was a great teammate when I politic flipped for you guys to be in the booth.
But Draymond's just saying that Steph doesn't get his
who?
Due.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I don't
who
know.
Who doesn't give
that.
The I love this. I mean, guys try like when saw the
know.
Last dance, right? The guys imagine stuff. People think Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time. What? Who doesn't give him respect? I'd like to see the person go, Steph Curry stinks. What a pot.
I don't think he's saying people say run around saying Steph stinks, but there are moments when I feel like because of the era of stars we live in, he can be taken for granted. Whereas if he existed in a slightly different period, maybe he'd be getting more of a focus.
I think it's wrong. I think he gets a huge focus and he is revered. He's revered by basketball players. Look what LeBron tweeted about him the other day. It was a thrill to be on the same team. LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's an argument. I hear you.
Once again, Draymond. Come back to me. Back it up. All right, good.
Stop.
My favorite part of Animal House. When he's waving in the kid.
No.
Keep going. And then stop after the guy crashes.
Oh, Gonzaga does it again. They rallied to win the WCC tournament title. Two late threes from Jalen Suggs, 23 points. They rally from a 12-point halftime deficit to beat BYU 88-78.
They were down like by six with about 5 minutes left, and they ended up blowing them out.
26-0 heading into the tournament, guys.
That's
the
pretty
Zags.
Cool.
Rarified air.
Now, I want to check this out with you guys. I love March Madness. Love it. One of my favorite times of the year. Don't even care about it this year. I have no interest in college basketball this year. None of the games have gripped me. It just all seems so abnormal. I don't care. Are you guys like that at all?
Absolutely. And listen, I'm not the biggest college basketball fan in the world, but you get to March, I'm usually following some storylines. I'll have stumbled on a few games. Like nothing. Zero.
Do you want to? Should we try to throw ourselves in?
No, I want to be in, and I think I will. And this Gonzaga story is a really good one, but I don't know. It just hasn't really meant very much to me. I don't really feel like there's been a moment for a casual fan like me to really get into it. But Rutgers making it is kind of cool. So that's the first time. That's literally the first time I've even acknowledged it. Going on is because of Rutgers getting in for the first time in like 30 years. And St. John's is a cool story too, but it hasn't compelled me to watch a game.
I mean, the season has been so much stop and start, It's awful. I mean, Iona comes back after all these two layoffs, and they blow somebody out yesterday. I mean, what does it mean? What is it? I feel sorry for the kids too.
Now, I'm sure a diehard college basketball fan is probably sitting there going, "You're out of your mind." It's been amazing, and I'm sure you probably feel that way. But this is usually the time where the casual fan kind of comes out. And when I'm filling out my bracket, I sometimes feel like there's a few storylines that I know. I know two. I know Rutgers made it in for the first time in 30 years, and Gonzaga's undefeated. That's all I know. And you're way more into it than I am, Michael.
Yeah, it is. Listen, Maryland being scrappy and pretty good, well, until the last week, helped for me. Speaking of basketball, let's hear from Paul Pierce on The Jump when he finds out that he's a Hall of Fame finalist.
And the first finalist for the class of 2021 is the man sitting two seats over from
there.
Me.
I'm in there.
Paul, the truth, Pierce.
I'm in there.
Congratulations, Paul. We didn't tell you this was happening today. What is going through your mind here? What would it mean to you to be inducted?
I mean, to be enshrined into, you know, I don't know what to do with my hands right now. It's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's the end game for all, end all, be all. And for a basketball player to have their name, even having my names in the Raptors of Boston, I thought was enough. But then to get into the Hall of Fame, if I was to get in there, that's just the end of the storybook. And it's forever. And I'm greatly honored just to be mentioned.
He's a Hall of Famer, guys. I'm very biased, but to me, it's no matter how you cut it, makes sense.
Yeah.
And once he won the championship, it locked it up. But, I mean, he was just a perennially dominant scorer in the league. I don't think he got the credit necessarily he deserved at the time. He wasn't an exciting, thrilling player if you weren't a Celtics fan to watch day in, day out, but hell of a career. That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday evening.
All right, we'll take a brief timeout. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today. Boy, a lot of things happen on this show. So let's finish it off with some phone calls from you, 1-800-919-3776. Now, Andrew, are we getting the big fella today?
Whoa.
No, not today.
Why not?
He was filling in on midday.
So who's in?
I believe it's Anita tonight.
Interesting. Wow.
No big fella
just blows off the show.
Sad.
All right, good.
He gets blown off by so many games, and now...
That was iffy.
Right? He got bumped for the Islanders last night.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did. I will take a brief timeout. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kayla Greco Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.